from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news first, the headlines. A number of political party leaders attend stipulation of 2019 general election participants. Indonesia and the USA trading potency is still widely open. Adelina's body rise in Kupang. Now the news in detail. A number of political party officials attended the stipulation of 2019 general election participants conducted by the Indonesian General Election Commission in Jakarta on Saturday. Previously, the General Election Commission conducted factual verification of political parties at the central and provincial level on 28 to 30 January 2018. While the district and city level factual verification was held on 30 January to 2 February. Until now, 16 political parties have passed at the stage of factual verification of the central level. The trading policy issued by the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, drew the attention because it carries America's first agenda, which is considered to be a protectionist policy. In addition, the policy is also considered to be detrimental to many countries that have made the United States as the export destination country. Nevertheless, the Indonesian ambassador to the United States in Washington, D.C., Budi Bowolaksono, believes that the trade potential in the United States is still widely open. To the media at the Foreign Ministry, Jakarta, recently, he said, the potential was still wide open as Indonesia is also an important market for America, especially related to information technology products. But we believe that trading potency of both countries is still widely open. Besides, Indonesia is an important market for America, especially information technology products, because Indonesia has 262 million population. American market is also very important for Indonesia. Indonesia exports many products such as fishery products, footwear, and chemical products. Budi Bowolaksono added that currently the United States is focusing on trading policy on surplus and deficit issues. The country is introducing a new concept in trading called fair and reciprocal trade, which is different from the previous concept, fair trade. Fair and reciprocal trade is a trade concept that promotes justice and reciprocity with a primary focus on surplus and deficit. This concept has a broad meaning, not just about competitive trade like the concept of fair trade, but also mutual benefit. The body of Indonesian worker Adelina J. Sau, who died in Malaysia, arrived at El Tari Airport Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on Saturday at 13:20 Central Indonesia Time. Head of Protection and Empowerment Section of Indonesian Migrant Worker Placement and Protection Center, Kupang, Siwa, on Saturday, explained, upon arriving at El Tari Airport Kupang, Handover ceremony was directly carried out from the Consulate General of Penang to the Indonesian Ministry of Manpower Placement and Protection Agency in Nusa Tenggara, who then handed the body to the family through the local government. As reported by Republika, Adelina reportedly died on Sunday at the local hospital. The Malaysian court has determined three suspects, two brothers, sisters, and their biological mother. Indonesian Consulate General of Penang has communicated with Malaysian prosecutors and agents to ensure Adelina's rights such as remuneration and compensation are met. Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology, and Higher Education Muhammad Nasir revealed that currently, the Ministry of Research, Technology, and Higher Education is focusing on revitalizing the polytechnic throughout Indonesia. The revitalization is done starting from the curriculum, strengthening the capacity and capability of lecturer to student competence. Mr. Muhammad Nasir threw a press release to Republika Online in Jakarta on Saturday, mentioned that the scheme is designed to produce graduates who have competence and high competitiveness. To increase capacity and capability of lecturers of polytechnics, the ministry has also prepared a vocational higher education vocational lecturer vocational relationship. Under this program, the Ministry of Research, Technology, and Higher Education provides financing assistance for polytechnic lecturers to obtain competence certification both at home and abroad. The minister advised that every polytechnic student have a certificate of competence. Therefore, in the future, the employment will not only see the diploma but also prioritize the competence. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin said the plan of zakat enforcement for the Indonesian civil apparatus must meet the four requirements. As quoted by Antara, Minister of Religious Affairs, before the participant of interfaith dialogue of religious leaders throughout Southeast Sulawesi in Kolaka on last Friday, mentioned that the four conditions are: first, the civil apparatus must be Muslim. The second condition is they must meet the criteria of Sharia or will not be generalized to all Muslim of civil apparatus. Third is zakat taken from Muslim civil apparatus on the basis of contract or agreement. The fourth condition is the government does not touch the zakat funds. Once collected, the funds are directly deposited to the National Amil Zakat Agency to be used and distributed properly. Deadly measles and malnutrition outbreak occurred in Asmat Regency, Papua on January 15, 2018. The status of extraordinary incident was declared over on February 6. Dompet Duafa, in cooperation with Indonesian Doctors Association and Indonesian Child Protection Agency, initiated Food Bank for Asmat program to improve community environment in Asmat Regency. Secretary General of the Indonesian Child Protection Agency, Henny Rusmiati, in a press conference on response to Asmat and the philanthropy building, South Jakarta, on Thursday, stated that in addition to health assistance, Asmat residents also need education assistance in order to maintain their health independently.
Sebagaimana kita ketahui, walaupun sudah dicabut ya kondisi kejadian luar biasa, tetapi
as we know, even though the outbreak has been revoked, it is not necessarily that all the assistance to the people there is gone. From what we have known, that the most important thing there is not just to give something for them to eat after it is done, because it is related to the condition of malnutrition, but how we see the root cause, namely how to arouse the people's awareness and education, how to maintain health. Through education, they should have been able to use their fertile land into something useful to them. Meanwhile, Health General Manager of Dompet Duafa, Dr. Rosita Rifai, explained that in Food Bank for Asmat program, there will be health intervention, education of food supply and management, as well as supervision kampung or healthy kampung. The last item, Vihara Dharma Bakti in Petak 9 area, West Jakarta, became one of the center of Chinese New Year celebration in Jakarta on last Friday. As in previous years, the monastery, which is also known as Kim Tek Le, was always packed with Chinese citizens who were about to worship during the Chinese New Year. RRI reported Head of Social Rehabilitation Division of Jakarta Department, Haidir, said that his party participated in keeping the celebration by deploying social service, supervision and control officer, including in several temples or other pagoda in Jakarta, such as Biohoktek Cheng Sin Temple in South Jakarta and Avalokitesvara Vipassana Vihara in North Jakarta. Well, sir, that was the news.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to weekly regular news from across the country, the segment which presents various interesting information from all over the country in a week. Now we start from the story comes from Painan, West Sumatra. West Sumatra Forest Office has distributed 1,000 tree seedlings to the community in Nagari Pelangai Gadang Rana Pesisir Subdistrict Pesisir Selatan Regency in a series of sympathetic patrol on Wednesday 14 February. Head of the sympathetic patrol team of West Sumatra Forest Office, Amsar, said that the sympathetic patrol is a preventive patrol and protection of forest by providing an understanding to the community to safeguard the forest area. The government distributes the tree seeds such as mahogany, longan, and durian to the community with the intention to grow the spirit of planting trees. The seeds are symbolically handed over to the head of Pelangai Gadang village, then submitted to the farmer groups in the village. In addition, the local government also held a socialization related to the importance of keeping the forest, which was participated by 30 residents of the village. The implementation of this sympathetic patrol also involves the ranks of Production Forest Management Unit of Pesisir Regency. Coming up next, the story from Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung Province. The Regional Disaster Management Agency or BPBD of Bangka Belitung Islands Province held a reforestation on 3.6 hectares of former tin ore in order to minimize the potential for natural disasters in the area, such as flood and landslide. Head of BPBD Bangka Belitung Islands Province, Antarik, after planting fruit seeds in Pangkal Pinang last Wednesday, said as many as 2,000 seeds of fruits grown in Kolong Spritus' former mining area in Pangkal Pinang. Antarik explained the planting of various fruit plants in the former mining area is based on the instruction of the governor of Bangka Belitung Islands, Erzaldi Rosman Johan, to minimizing natural disasters as well as increasing local fruit products that can be utilized by the community. Antarik said that the fruit crops grown on the former mining land, including mango, cashew, longan, and rambutan. The Our story comes from Garut, West Java. Three African baby lions or Panthera leo were born at Cikembulan Animal Park, Kadungora, Garut Regency, West Java. The three baby lions currently grow healthy in the age of 2 months. The Cikembulan Zoo manager Rudy Arifin said on Monday that the three lions were born on December 13, 2017 from a 3-year-old female and a 4-year-old male parent, which have inhabited Cikembulan Park, Garut since 2013. He conveyed the birth of the lion run naturally without the help of a team of vets or lion handlers at the Cikembulan Wildlife Park. Rudy said the two male and female lions were deliberately put on one cage in order to breed. Since the female lion was known to pregnant, the team from Cikembulan Animal Park continued to observe every development of the pregnancy, including to keep food and the cage healthy. He added that the birth of the three lions currently aided its population at the Cikembulan Wildlife Park becomes 5 lions. That was news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, meet again with me, Andika, in our regular segment, Today in History of our RRW service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on February 17, 1979, when Chinese and Vietnam War began. Chinese troops, which were around 100 until 200,000 personnel and supported by 400 tanks, attacked Vietnam territory. The attack was begun by artillery fire following tanks and soldiers. Within one day, Chinese force succeeded in entering the territory as far as a kilometer. Radio of the Vietnam government announced that a fierce battle occurred at the surrounding area of Bat Sat, Muong Kong, Dong Dang, Hu Nghi and Thong Nok. The next event was in 1998 when Abdul Haris Nasution was appointed honorary citizen of the Special Force Command. On February 17, 1998, retired General Nasution was appointed honorary citizen of the Special Force Command in military ceremony led by Commander of Special Force Lieutenant General Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta. General Nasution received wing of command and wore a red beret and a common knife as a sign that the former Chief of Staff of the Army and former Chief of Staff of the Armed Forces officially became an honorary citizen of the Red Beret. Nasution held the post of Chief of Staff of the Army when Special Forces was formed on 14 April 1952. And the last event was in 2012 when Christian Wolff resigned as German president. Christian Wilhelm Walter Wolff has been the president of Federal Republic of Germany since June 30, 2010. Walter Wolff, who was from the conservative Christian Democratic Union Party, was sworn on July 2, 2010. Before being the president, Wolff was prime minister of Niedersachsen. On February 17, 2012, Christian Wolff resigned as president of Germany. The reason for his resignation was because of alleged abuse of power. Wolff made a statement of resignation at the Bulov Palace in Berlin at 10 a.m. of local time. Well, listeners, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Airport Service Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to My Indonesia, which today will be informing you about Indonesian Ministry of Commerce increasing cooperation with the U.S. Product Safety Commission. Stay tuned. An Indonesian Ministry of Trade delegation visited Washington, D.C. to follow up cooperation on human resource development and exchange of information with the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission, or USCPSC, from 5 February until 8 February 2018. In a press release on Thursday, 13 February, the Trade Ministry said it was a follow-up to the MOU on product safety between the Indonesian Directorate General of Consumer Protection and the USCPSC signed in Jakarta on December 15, 2017. The MOU is valid for the period of 2017 until 2019. Consumer Protection Director General Syahrul Mama, who led the delegation, said that the visit is a commitment of the Ministry of Trade in improving product safety and consumer protection. It is expected that all U.S. products circulating in the Indonesian market are guaranteed in quality. In addition, Indonesian products are also expected to meet quality requirements in the United States market. This cooperation aims to reduce the risk of injury and death due to the use of consumption of products by consumers both in Indonesia and in the United States. The USCPSC is a U.S. federal agency in charge of protecting the public from the risk of injury and unwanted death from consuming certain products. During the visit, the Trade Ministry delegation and the USCPSC discussed various oversight mechanisms applicable in the U.S., including market and import control procedures. The two sides also went to the field to see the implementation of supervision at the retail level and visited the U.S. National Product Testing and Evaluation Center. The U.S. tour was also used by the Trade Ministry delegation to attend meetings with the Footwear Distributors and Retailers of America Association. It represents 80% of total shoe sales in the U.S. and has more than 130 companies marketing to 150 brand shoes. According to Syahrul, the U.S. is a significant market for Indonesian footwear exports. That was My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Here's news in brief. Number of political party officials attended the stipulation of 2019 general election participants conducted by the Indonesian General Election Commission in Jakarta on Saturday. The trading policy issued by the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, drew the attention because it carries America First agenda, which is considered to be a protectionist policy. Nevertheless, the Indonesian ambassador to the United States of America in Washington, D.C., Budi Bowalaksono, believes that the trade potential in the United States of America is still widely open. The body of Indonesian worker Adelina J. Sau, who died in Malaysia, arrived at El Tari Airport, Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara, on Saturday at 13:20 Central Indonesia Time. Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education Muhammad Nasir revealed that currently the ministry is focusing on revitalizing the polytechnic throughout Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin said the plan of zakat enforcement for the Indonesian civil apparatus must meet the four requirements. Deadly measles and malnutrition outbreak occurred in Asmat Regency, Papua on January 15, 2018. The status of extraordinary incident was declared over on February 6. Dompet Duafa, in cooperation with Indonesian Doctors Association and Indonesian Child Protection Agency, initiated Food Bank for Asmat program to improve community environment in Asmat Regency. Vihara Dharma Bhakti in Petak 9 area, West Jakarta, became one of the centers of Chinese New Year celebration in Jakarta on last Friday. Well, sir, that was news in brief.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hi listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism destinations in North Halmahera. Stay tuned. Listener, recently Doro Somola is popular as new tourism object in North Halmahera. At glance, the unique shape of Doro Somola looks like Raja Ampat, an icon tourism object in Papua. Doro Somola is coastal area which is dominated by frozen lava rocks at surrounding Bongo Bay, Kalela sub-district, North Halmahera. The water of Doro Somola Sea is very clear with coral reef which is can be seen clearly from the hills. Listener, Doro Somola is located at between Soa Siu and Pune village, which is not far from Soa Siu seaport at Galila and has a distance around 15 kilometers from Gamar Malamo airport in North Halmahera. So this location is easy to be accessed. From Soa Siu seaport, tourists can use Katinting or outboard engine boat. This takes around 20 minutes or 300 meters to go to Doro Somola. The trip costs 20,000 rupiah per person, while from Tobelo City, the capital city of North Halmahera, it takes less than 40 minutes. Listener, arriving at Doro Somola, you will see miniature islands of frozen lava rocks which is directly towering from bottom of the sea, and you will also see beautiful gradation of natural color. Blue water of Galila Bay, the green trees which are grown exotic on rocks, islands, until the luxurious coral reefs and ornamental fishes which are seen clearly from the bottom of the sea, make tourists amazed. From far, you can see beautiful scenery of Mount Tarakani Lamu and Tarakani Loi. Currently, the tourism office has also provided sports water facility for adults and kids. Besides swimming and enjoying the scenery, the tourists can photograph the beauty of Doro Somola panorama. Listener, the existence of Doro Somola with around 1 km wide becomes favorite tourism destination of local and foreign tourists. Its uniqueness, which is the miniature of Raja Ampat, makes tourists be interested to come to Doro Somola. But you have to remember, if you go to tourism destination, please do not damage or cross out the environment and do not throw away the garbage carelessly. And please keep the environment in order to remain a safe and comfortable place to visit. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Doro Somola in North Halmahera. Thank you for listening. thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is a radio voice service for Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, informing you about various aspects of Indonesian life, including art and culture, technology, environment, and lifestyle. Entering its 11th anniversary, Solo Batik Carnival 2018 will be themed Ika Paramarta. Ika means unity, while Paramarta means good things that unite. Merging the two are expected to make the carnival into a unity that has a good element that can be inspiration for many people. Chairman of the Solo Batik Carnival Foundation, Lia Imelda in Solo, Central Java, explained that the theme is in consideration with the current political and social condition in Indonesia, which are prone to friction. With the theme, Lia Imelda hopes Solo Batik Carnival 2018 can unite tribes, religion, races, and intergroups in Indonesia. Related to the theme, coordinator of the carnival, Ragowo Ade Kurniawan, said that if in the previous years this event mostly featured solo batik, this year it will unite batik from every region in Indonesia, from Sabang to Merauke. There are 7 major islands participating, namely Sumatra, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Irian Jaya, Nusa Tenggara, Bali, Java, and DKI Jakarta. For Java Island, it is called Java Dipa, Sumatra called Nagari Minangkabau, Kalimantan called Dayak Borneo, Bali called Cangir Dewata, Sulawesi called Mapalili Mamiri, Irian Jaya called Tanah Sajojo, Nusa Tenggara called Sasando Timur, and Jakarta, Lenggang Batavia. Carnival will be held in Solo on July 15, 2018. Head of Creative Economy Development Division of Surakarta City Tourism Office, Nunuk Mari Hastuti, said the carnival has been included in 100 wonderful events in Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today with the topic Solo Batik Carnival 2018. We will meet again on another occasion with other interesting topics. Bye!
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRU Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment, which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Sheryl Seinavia. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Gita Cinta. Enjoy the song!
Ooh. bahagia di atas jalanan penuh duri. Ku gapai-gapai kasih nan luru.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Gita Cinta, sung by Cheryl Seinavia. Although the title of the song is quite romantic, the song can be categorized as mellow song. The song describes love, which ends in sorrow. Actually, love is not always happy, as imagined. There is no more smile and soft of love from the lover. Cheryl Seinavia was born in Jakarta 4 December 1996. She is the youngest of 5 siblings and she has learned music since she was 5 years old. When she was at the age of 11, Cheryl Seinavia focused to play piano. Afterward, Cheryl changed to play guitar. Since that time, guitar always accompanies her in every performance on stage or video clips of her songs. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kutunggu Kau Putus. Enjoy the song.
Kita teman dekat, sudah saling percaya. Cerita tentang kamu sudah menjadi makananku.
Kau
nikah sama kamu. Awalnya curhat, lama-lama ku cemburu. Maafkan aku yang mengharapkan cintamu. Bila belum saatnya, ku sabar menunggu. Bila masih bersama, ku tunggu kau putus.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Cheryl Seinavia. The song with the title Kutunggu Kau Putus has a theme, Friends Becomes Lover. Previously, he was only close friend who often shared chatting. At last, there is love between two lovers. Unfortunately, her friend has a girlfriend, so she wants to wait for him until he breaks with his lover. In addition to playing song, Cheryl Seinavia is also active as an actress. Since 2014 until 2017, Cheryl started 5 films. Meanwhile, in 2015 to 2016, Cheryl Seinavia became presenter of musical program in one of private television. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Sweet Talk and Kedua Kalinya. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
When I'm up late and lonely, and I'm just down and hoping, know what I wanna hear from you. When the doubt pulls me under, and I need to recover, know what I wanna hear from you. Say, baby, say to me the words that keep me going. Yeah, I know you know them. Say, baby, say to me the words that made me hear. I love the way they feel. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. Say it again, cause I need it. Sounding so good, know you mean it. Some of that sweet, sweet talk to me.
When my conscience breaking, and it's fitting or fishing, know what I wanna hear from you.
From you.
When the clouds fill the sky up, know what I can rely on. Know what I wanna hear from you.
Say this, say to me words to keep me going. Yeah, I know you know it. Say, baby, say to me the words that make me heal. I love the way they feel. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. Say it again, cause I need it. Sounding so good, but you mean it.
Yeah, I'm feeling so stuck, gridlock. Give me some of that, sweet talk. I've been up all night, getting so blue. But here comes you to the rescue. How did you do it? I'm on that log. Gotta figure it out, I'ma be like Sherlock. Wait, I don't need to know, you don't need to show. And just keep them words flow.
Oh, love, oh, love, that sweet talk.
Give me some of that.
Oh, love, oh, love, that sweet talk. No one can get enough of that sweet talk,
yeah, you know me.
Oh love, that sweet talk. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. Sweet, you sweet give talk. Me some of that hey. Sweet, sweet talk. Say it again, cause I need it. It sounds so good, but you need it. Some of that sweet, sweet talk.
Give it to me.
Oh love,
you know that I need it.
Sweet.
sweet talk.
Rupanya hati masih saja terluka. Ku memilih untuk sendiri. Hanya bisa berharap tak terulang lagi.
Ku merasa hampa membiarkanmu.
bahagia di atas jalanan penuh duri. Ku gapai-gapai kasih nan
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.